You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Welcome back to, I was about to say, welcome back to Quantum Leap.
Right. You might as well.
Welcome back to Quantum Leap.
To the podcast about Quantum Leap, because that's what this is.
There are several Quantum Leap podcasts. That's fine. Thanks for joining us. I am Rebecca.
And I am Natalie.
And this is TV Tangents.
TV Tangents, not Quantum Leap.
And we're still talking about Quantum Leap. We can't stop talking about it. It's because it's such a, like, it covers so much ground.
It does.
And it has so much variety in it that you can't just talk about it in a little span of time. You have to talk about everything.
You have to talk about every single thing. When I was, like, making notes as I was watching episodes, and I'm like, we're going to be talking about this for days. Oh my God, it's amazing.
And here we are days later.
And
we've had so many crazy revelations.
Still, I know. And I just, you know, we talked about it in episode one where we were like, hey, this is us. Like, this is our life because we wish we lived this way.
We should be able to quantum leap. Let's go ask Scott Bakula if he can build us this machine.
Let's call him up.
So, also, before we go talking about it, please find us on Podcoin if you're using Podcoin to get rewarded for listening to podcasts. And
bonus.
You can get a bonus by typing tangents into your little bonus spot there. Get 300 bonus points.
Yes.
And et cetera, et cetera. And we are now on Podbean. We are on Patreon. You can get extra content there. You can even hear us talk about just random stuff that has nothing to do with TV.
Exactly. And please, please send us messages about what you want us to talk about, because we love this. I mean, this is our thing anyway. Obviously, this is our podcast that we talk about TV tangents, but we want to know what you guys watched also. And we'll watch it. I mean, we just, you know, but we get geeked about the stuff that we watched originally and that we're watching again. But
we are so geeked out right now. It's insane.
I can't even with how geeked I am.
So this is the last of the three-part series of Quantum Leap. We're talking about the finale of Quantum Leap, which some have called a disappointing.
I would say
any finale of any show is going to be disappointing.
Right.
It's the end, and you want it to end how you think you want it to end. And okay, here's the deal. I don't know what you have down. I'm going to tell you what I have.
Okay.
When the finale was filmed, here's probably part of why it's disappointing to a lot of people. When it was filmed, their contract had not been renewed. They did not know whether their contract was going to be renewed or not. And so they made an episode that was a finale, but was not a finale. It was.
Because it's very, to me, it's very final.
It is very final, but it's also open-ended.
That's true. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Because they gave an out for them to continue with the series.
That's true.
At the end of the show, at the end of the episode, and it's a two-parter, right? Is it a two-parter? I thought it was.
It's really not. No, I watched it. Okay. Yeah,
so,
it's not.
And the end of the episode, Al's picture leaps. Like, there's the leaping aura thingy around Al's picture.
Yeah.
So a lot of fan theories is that in the next season, Al would have been the one leaping, or that he would have been leaping with Sam. That's the theory. So in that way, they did leave a way to continue the series, but they also ended it at the same time because they had a feeling they weren't going to be renewed. But it wasn't like it wasn't like today where they go, okay, this is your final season.
Yeah, we're done at this, so and we're going to make it all about that. Yeah,
they just didn't know.
Yeah,
so that explains a lot of what goes on.
It does, and I really thought watching it, I thought like, okay, they knew that this was it because, they revisit a lot of things. And so I thought, okay, this is pretty, but you're right. Once I saw the very end, I was kind of like, oh, that could have been open-ended.
They could totally come back.
They could have kept going for sure.
This episode was spooky.
It was really spooky. You know, I talked about in the last episode watching the Elvis episode. So that was the second to last. So at the end of that episode, he leaps into the final episode. And in the final episode, he enters a bar
Sorry, I'm gonna.
Doesn't really know. You're gonna glug glug like I did.
Pour this Merlot real close to the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Sam walks into a bar, and it's really dark. He doesn't really know what he's doing. He kind of walks in. He's like, "Well, this is interesting." Comes in, stands at the end of the bar. There's a bartender. He's like, "Hey, what kind of beer you got?" And he's like, "Schlitz." And I was like, "Yes." And he names off a few others. And he's like, "Schlitz would be great."
And there's nobody else in the bar.
Nobody in the bar.
Okay.
Walks down. The guy walks down, gives him his beer. "Oh, do you want the schooner or the whatever?" It's like a big, you know, when he goes, "Oh, I'll take the schooner." Gives him the bigger beer. Walks down there. "What do I owe you?" 15 cents. Perfect. I'm like, well, see, again,
that's good.
Reasons why I need to live in this era. Yep. 15 cent beers.
Let's leap to that bar.
Let's do it. So he gets it to him. "Here you go." Guy walks away. "Thanks." Sam takes a beer, walks around the side of the bar. Again, no one's in there. Walks to the front of the bar, looks back. Most bars, I would say, bars I've been into, there's a mirror behind the bar. There's actually a lot of bars like that.
Yeah, those are good bars.
Looks back.
Got to see how you're looking when you're there.
Sees Sam. Sam sees Sam.
Himself.
He's himself. Every mirror he's looked at in the last 5 years has been the person he jumped into.
And he hasn't seen himself.
Hasn't seen himself.
In a decade.
Because he freaks out and says he has white hair. And he has a little tuft in the very front.
He does. I love that.
That's white. And he's like in crow's feet and whatever. And the bartender's like, "Oh, you need to look in a mirror more often." And he's like, "Oh, you don't even understand." So he has no idea why he is himself. And he's trying to figure things out. And an old guy walks in. Comes in, gets a shot, takes the shot, says, mumble something, and walks out. And he's right by Sam when he does this. And the bartender says, "Oh, that's Gushy."
Yeah.
And he goes, "What? His name's what?" And he says, "Oh, that guy's name's Gushy."
That's right. That's the guy with the mustache. I was thinking that was Ziggy.
So Gushy is technically the, like, the head programmer of the...
He's like the technician guy who runs the thing.
Who also has bad breath, apparently.
That's right.
So Sam realizes this guy has the same bad breath. And he goes, he can't... And he's weirded out. He's like, "That's weird. Why would this guy's name be Gushy?" And then just weird things start to happen then. So people start
coming in who have names.
Yeah.
From past leaps, but they're not those people.
And he can tell he's in a mining town because everybody comes in and they're miners.
They're dirty.
One of the first guys who comes in is the same guy who was Jimmy's brother, Frank. And he thinks his name's Frank. And he's like, "No, my name."
Yeah,
I can't even think
name.
Of what his name is. And he starts talking. "Do you have a brother? Do you have a brother?" And he goes, "Why are you asking about my brother?" And he's just like, and he goes, "He might be slow. Why are you talking about my brother?" You know, and again, different names. And Sam is like, "Oh, I didn't mean anything by it." And this guy leaves. "I got to go to work." And the bartender's always like, "Hey, you got to go, don't you? Don't you got to go?" The bartender's always got a little angle going, like,
he's just always wiping the glass.
Things over.
Yeah. And he's like, "Shiloh."
Yeah. And then Stoika, what's the guy? There's a guy that shows up and his name is something. It's Russian for Steve, I think. And he shows up and he's sitting at a table. This guy has rheumatoid arthritis and he's very like twisted. He's very just sits there and he's real angry. And he's constantly like kind of saying weird things to Sam. Just like, "Oh, who are you? Why are you here?" So these miners all start showing up though. And Sam's just listening to them talk. And then there's a guy whose nickname is Ziggy. And that's the computer, you know, like the doctor, whatever, the other person for the Quantum Leap experience. And he's like, "How'd you get that nickname?" And he's like, "Oh," and they tell him that he got thrown into like an electric fence or something at some point. And he zigged and he zagged and he did something. So Sam's trying to figure this out. Well, all of a sudden these whistles start going off. There were people trapped in one of the mines is what that means. So they all run down there. And they're trying to figure this out. So Sam goes with them. And this guy tells him he's like the mine inspector or something. this Stoika, I think is this guy's name. And he's like, he's the mine inspector. So they're like asking about it. They won't let anybody in there. There's guys trapped. These two guys are trapped. We got to get in there. No, you can't. They put a lockdown on it and everything. So then they're back at the bar magically. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to help this out. So he talks to this Stoika guy. And he's like, well, you going to do what I say? Like, if you think that you're here to help. By the way, at this point, Sam's asking the bartender what he is there for. And he has like a jackpot game for him to play.
It's so spooky.
And he said, oh, by the way, this place is called Al's Place.
Uh-huh.
So he asks him what his last name is. Is it Calavici? And he's like, no, it's whatever. Huh. So he goes, but you seem to know why I'm here. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's very like, he's real weird about it. And then he plays like this game and he's like, if you get a jackpot, you'll win and you'll get the answer to your question.
Oh my goodness.
And he's like, so he doesn't get the jackpot. He's like, don't know what to tell you. So this other guy, this Stoika guy is trying to like talk to him too. And then he goes, well, I need you to pretend you're like the mine inspector. So they go back down and then all these guys want to go save these guys. And he's like, look, I got this piece of paper. I called so-and-so and it says that we're allowed to go down in there and get this because they're not going to let them. And he goes, here are my orders. And he purposely drops it and it like slithers down into the mine. So that the guy's like, you did that on purpose. And the guy's like, I didn't do it. You did. So they're like, well, let me go call him. And he goes, well, while you do that, we're getting ready to go down. And they like force their way in, basically. So all these guys jump in this little elevator and they go into. They end up saving these guys.
Right.
And when they come back, it's Jimmy and Frank. But that's not their names now.
No.
But that's who it is.
Right.
And they show up at the bar and everybody's celebrating. And now we're toasting. And Stoika, who's there at this table, looks at Sam and he's like, it was your whatever. And he toasts him like he holds up his glass in the air and then he leaps.
Right.
So the blue crazy light that we saw Sam leap every single time, that's what Sam sees. And he's like, what? And he runs over and he goes like, where's Stoika? Like, where'd he go? And then everybody's like, what? Who are you talking about? And he's talking to one of the guys there and he goes, I knew a guy named Stoika, whatever. And he goes, he's like telling this big story about him. And he's like, when did you see him? And he goes, well, he was just over there. And this guy's like, he died in 1933. And Sam's like, say what? So by the way, this whole time, Al is in the waiting room trying to figure out where Sam is. Can't
find him.
And one of the things I guess I forgot to mention, kind of the most prominent thing.
Mm-hmm.
When Sam was very first at the bar, he asks to look at the newspaper.
Yep.
Because he wants to know what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Al, the owner of the bar, he might have saved the sports page, hands him the newspaper. It's August 8th, 1953. That's the day Sam Beckett was born.
Oh my goodness, it's so spooky.
So the whole time, they're trying to find in his lifetime where he might be. They can't zero in on him. And Ziggy's only searching 54 through present because that's his first birthday.
He started with his first birthday. I remember that.
Exactly. So then he decides, oh, well, you didn't tell me from the day he was born. Right. So Al ends up finding Sam, has him come outside the bar. So they start chatting. And Sam's telling Al all this stuff. And he's like, dude, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Like, none of this makes any sense.
This wasn't the only episode, though, where there was no one in the waiting room, is it? I could have swore there was another episode where there was no one in the waiting room.
I don't think so, unless it was the one where they switched places and Sam jumped in and Al was the one leaping.
Okay, carry on. Sorry.
So this was crazy. They're trying to figure out why there was no one in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. So they get down there and they're like, well, that's how they figured out it. He had to have jumped into himself. That's how they figured that out because there was no one in the waiting room.
Which is, he would have been a baby though.
Right. So, but I guess if he's him, then it's still him. Yeah. Very, very crazy.
This is where we start to think, is Al the bartender? Is he God? Is he... the thing that makes Sam them leap.
Starts to think he's God or he's the person leaping him around.
Mm-hmm.
And then Al
won't give him any answers.
Right. Hologram Al shows up outside. So they start talking and he's like, Al doesn't believe anything Sam's saying. And he's like, what? You're seeing all these same people that you saw before? I don't understand. Mm. And he starts talking. And he talks about this guy, Stoika, or whatever his name was. And he's like, I saw that, you know, whatever. And Al goes, yeah, that's Russian for Steve. I had an uncle named Stoika. And then Sam sits back and starts just laughing. And he goes, it's not funny. He died. And Sam's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I just saw him. And he leaped out. Uh-huh. And Al's like, no. And he goes, what do I look like when I leap? Is it like blue light? And
because he's never seen it.
And Al goes, I don't know. Because when you leap, I leap
right,
too.
Right.
So he had no idea. He goes, he was here and he leaped in. And Al's just like, okay, I'm going to go figure out what's mm-hmm. going on. And he leaves him. So Sam goes back in, and again, he's trying to get answers from now Al, the bartender. And he's still trying to figure out everything that goes on. So now this guy starts to tell him, he's like, don't you understand? You are leaping yourself around. If you mm-hmm. wanted to go home, you could. He's like, that's not true. And he's like, but is there anything that's unfinished in your life? Like what, you know, that you yeah. wouldn't want to go home? Is there anything that you should have done that right. you didn't?
Right.
And Sam says, well, one time Al asked me to do something that's and I didn't right. do it.
That's right.
And he says, well, what do you mean? He goes, because that would have changed. He wanted me to make sure his wife yeah. remembered him.
He wanted him to tell his wife to wait for him.
And I didn't do it. And so he's like, I should have. And at this point, Sam's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And this Al, bartender Al, is like, well, I don't know what to tell you. You're the one leaping yourself around. And Sam's like, so you're telling me if I wanted to, I could basically be done. So he's like, well, yeah. Ugh. So Sam leaps into this house where we had seen that back in season like 2. Mm-hmm. And there's Beth, who is Al's yeah. wife, and she's dancing. And at that episode, she had been dancing with the hologram of Al. Right. And he's like, hi. And she goes, oh my God, how'd you get in here? Like, some here's some random guy. And he's like, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm a friend of Al's. And she's like, you are? He's like, let's sit. And he's like, I need you to understand something. And if you believe me, then it'll change. And she's like, what if I don't believe you? And he says, you will. And he's like, Al's going to come home. He's alive. And she starts to cry. And that's all they show.
Yep.
And then they show a black screen and it's words.
They tell you what
and
happens. It says,
Beth waited for Al. They stayed together and had 4 children. And just recently had their 39th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And then the next line is, Dr. Sam Beckett never returned home.
Never returned. You know what?
And the last image is just a picture of Sam and Al standing there. And that's the end of the series.
One of the saddest endings.
Ever.
Ever. How could it be sadder than that? He never goes home.
The only reason I could say people said it was disappointing is because he never got to go home. But hey,
maybe
Scarlett O'Hara also never got like
wow.
That's the deep. Kind of sorry, I just went there. It's like you're hey, first of all, it's not disappointing because I'm pretty sure Sam's just jumping around life, fixing the rest of our stuff,
getting to live everybody else's life. He came in here and took care of our conundrum that we had going on.
He was like, I better get in there so Natalie can watch this last episode. She remembers we talked about the monkeys. Like,
and you know what?
Just amazing.
I thought it was a great episode. Because really, what could they have done? There's nothing that they could have done that would live up to our expectations anyway.
Right.
And I'm assuming that when they found out they weren't being renewed, that mm-hmm. they added that
part at the end.
I think they added the wording at the end.
Right.
I can see them using that ending with him talking to Al's wife as a part of the next season. Mm-hmm. And maybe now Al's wife is trying to bring him home because maybe right. Al is leaping around.
Right.
You know, that could totally be a thing. So I'm sure they added that narrative at the end where he never
because how much does that, like, if that actually happens, that changes Al's life completely. Yeah. And maybe he doesn't even meet Sam.
Seriously.
I mean, so yeah, they had to kind of wrap that up and be like, okay, and then this.
Because, and then this happens.
You know, it just...
And imagine if it went on. And imagine if Al and Sam switch places. Mm-hmm. And now Sam is the hologram and Al is leaping around. And Al's wife, who he's been with for, what, 39 years or whatever, mm-hmm. Wants him to come home.
Right. However, this morning in the shower, I was thinking to myself, Al is still living his life. Al's in this place in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Where the waiting room is. Like when Sam is, you know, random person X and he's sleeping, isn't Al at home?
He's at home doing sleeping? His thing. That's because sometimes, right. Yeah, because sometimes he's like coming from a party.
Sure. Or he's like, I was mad. With Miss America because you interrupted me.
He probably has a pager.
Right. Early on. And he's upset. Sam's in trouble. Crap. Yeah. I got to go.
He's like a doctor. He's always on call.
Although he's always dressed. So that's interesting. But yeah.
Because he has to get dressed and go.
And go. Yeah. But that's why he's always like, Sam's like, where the hell have you been?
Yes.
And he's like, I'm sorry. I was with, you know, who.
Yeah. Real life is still happening.
So that's interesting, too. So
but what if in the next season, what if we got to see Sam go home in the next season? We got to see him reunite with his wife.
Yeah.
And we got to see him like get his life back.
Right. Or what if he changed history? And then it's not even Al. It's somebody altogether, someone different than he met. Because Al's happy and he's married and he has kids.
But he still has to have a job.
I know.
He's still but a you just scientist never know, or whatever.
Right. You just never know.
I think it could have been super interesting in the next season. It could have been crazy interesting.
Open-ended and, oh man, I love that show. I love that show
so much. It was just like a fantasy. It was at the perfect time in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's an eclectic show. It goes all over the place. It does. I mean, it's a two-person cast.
Yeah.
You remember the trilogy. So there's...
Hold on. There's a three-parter. It's at the beginning of season 5, and I haven't seen it because I'm missing one of the episodes. Okay. Not going to lie.
You know why? You know why you're missing it? Because on the DVR, one of those episodes was listed as... something different. They had those episodes mixed up because when I went to watch an episode, it was like the third episode of the trilogy.
Right. I see part one and I see part three. I don't have part two. So how can I watch it?
Because they all got messed up.
Yeah.
So Sam leaps into, it's like the sheriff of a town or something. And his deputy, I don't know who he is. He's played by a guy, I forget his name, but he has a... daughter, and he was in the show The Young Writers.
Mm.
Was it The Young Writers? Which one is the movie? Yeah, yes.
You lost
me. So The Young Writers was a Western, and it was based on the movie Young Guns with Kiefer Sutherland. Sure. So The Young Writers, and I loved that show. I was in high school, and it was basically like sexy cowboys for teenagers. So this guy was in that, and I forget his name. But so he is the sheriff, Sam is, and his daughter is being accused of, like, murdering people.
Mm.
Like, she gets mad at people, and then they die. Like, this little girl died. I don't know. So, anyway. So, I forget the girl's name, but... So, the first part of the trilogy is he's her dad. And the next part of the trilogy, he leaps into that guy, his, like, deputy or whatever... who is significantly older than his daughter, but now it's like 10 years later, and this guy is engaged to the girl.
Oh, so my goodness.
Wakes or he leaps into this guy in bed with the daughter. And I'm like, this is not cool.
What?
I don't like this at all.
No.
And then the third part of the trilogy, he's like the lawyer who's either defending or prosecuting the daughter.
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember because I was on my phone. But still, like, that's a whole crazy thing. It's kind of far-fetched, but
yeah.
They did a lot of tricks in this show
to
keep you interested and to keep it different.
Yeah.
And, you know, the farther along they went, like when they had to introduce the Evil Leaper.
Yeah.
you know,
they yeah, that brought out a lot. And it makes you, yeah, because there were a few episodes here and there where I'm sure during certain seasons they were just like, meh, let's just do this.
Yeah.
And it was kind of random stuff. I mean, and it was still interesting. I mean, there was like the jailbreak episode, you know, just like little things like that where you just like, it's an episode. He gets the purpose done. He does whatever. And then the end.
And but, some of it is really cheesy and the writing seems really cheesy, but right. It was the 90s.
Yeah.
And if it was on today, it'd be serious business.
Yeah.
It'd be on like AMC.
And there'd be way more, yeah, special effects and craziness. And I just really liked how, you know, especially they touched on history and like actual people, famous people.
Yeah.
And different things. And it was cool because it was like, okay, here's what's going to happen. And it wasn't like they were trying, you know, of course they weren't going to change actual history. They had to just change right. other stuff and maybe hear things like here and there.
And so, kind of touch on it.
Yeah.
It just brush history.
Yeah.
Not necessarily change it. Such a good show. Stuff. I was so sad when it ended. And
I just watched it so much when I was young. I just remember that. And I thinking like, oh my God, it's such a great.
I never missed it. I probably missed a little bit.
Yeah.
There was an episode. I know you don't watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You should. You would love it.
I need to.
There's an episode where they, I don't remember what's going on, but they meet Scott Bakula in a retirement home.
I think you were telling me.
And, and it is Scott Bakula. And nice. They're like, they ask him if he, they make a joke about Quantum Leap or whatever. And he's like, oh, very funny, you guys, and whatever. And then they leap and he starts singing a song about how he just wants to leap home. And it's really amazing because it turns out he really is like, Sam Beckett.
It's like, hey, this really is
Sam Beckett. It's a good one.
Love that.
So it's a show that was...
And anytime you see him now, anytime I see Scott Bakula, I'm like, oh, look, it's Sam.
It's Sam. And you,
I mean, he was on Murphy Brown. Again, we talked about that.
He was, but he was, but like, he was okay, still Sam.
He's always going to be Sam.
And even though I don't know if young people know anything about Quantum Leap, but it was a way more popular show, a way bigger show than it's made out to be now.
Right. And so many people were on it, though, too. Again, everybody just literally just now as we're thinking, like Neil Patrick Harris was on.
Yeah, he was.
And so all of these different people, and even like sometimes you'd see some regulars who were like random cast members. And I thought, man, I've seen that person in something else.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like extras upon extras were in other extra shows. So
everybody was in everything. They just rotated.
Yeah.
It's and a just, good show.
Oh, my gosh. So great. So great.
I'm so glad we got to talk about it for three whole episodes.
Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we do because it was huge. It was a big deal. So.
It was a big deal in my life. And we just geeked out hard.
We did. Hey, let's just say this, though. We have been talking about certain shows, Dallas.
Yeah.
Where we're doing season by
season.
That's
true.
We could have done season by season. Quantum Leap, we could have done episode by episode. I'm not going to lie. Like, we could be crazy.
We're going to have to do a couple favorite episodes of a couple shows.
Yeah.
Because I get so crazy.
I mean, there's certain ones where we just geek out. So, like, for those of you who didn't, if that wasn't, like, your show, hopefully, you know, maybe you want to go watch it now because it's cool and you hear us talk about it and it's important. But that's how we are about certain ones.
And start with the episodes that we mentioned because if you start at the very beginning, you might not come back.
Might not like it. It's, yeah, for sure. And like I said, when we started this, I started watching Quantum Leap from the very beginning. And there's only certain ones where I'm like, I could have done without that. It just, like, they got a little bit boring because it was kind of a boring storyline. But like, it's fine. I mean, they're still fun, though.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They're all fun.
Still interesting.
I feel so much better now that we've talked about
Quantum Leap. Me too. I had a brain full of Quantum Leap. So
it is. It's very liberating.
It is.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up Quantum Leap.
Wrap it up. We're sad to not talk about it anymore. But
we can talk about it amongst ourselves. Now we can talk about it amongst ourselves.
That's true. We can.
Because we've been waiting this whole time. We've been holding it all in. And we're totally we can't talk about that with you. I can't text you about it.
Can't even mention it.
So now we can have regular people conversations Quantum Leap.
We can. And maybe we'll revisit it and bring my sister in and let her talk about
it. Yeah, let her talk about it.
It's fine.
I mean, since it did start on her birthday.
On her birthday, apparently, which is also the first time we did this episode on that day.
Insane.
Crazy.
Okay, let's wrap it up. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and also subscribe so you won't miss an episode. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love to hear from our listeners. For additional content, check us out at patreon.com/TVTangents. You can't hear me.
I know, he's like, what?
Can you hear me?
Not even listening to you guys anymore.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello.